$1.75 maybe?
$1.75. Cookies are like 30 cents. They are the world's most undercooked cookies.
I love them.
Me too, which is why they work for an ice cream sandwich.
Exactly.
Because you get a perfectly baked cookie and then you freeze it. That just turns hard and crispy and then the ice cream flies at the back. But the Diddy Reese cookies, they're moving so much product that they got it. They can't wait for it to bake all the way.
No, they can't.
So you get a barely set cookie dough in the ice cream, and then that is what makes sense.
Josh, have you ever had a pickled egg?
Bro, wait, hold on. Changing my answer.
You like pickled eggs, huh?
I pickled eggs from Philippe, the original in Los Angeles.
You eat
it in your car.
I do.
Yeah, yeah. Pickled eggs are fantastic drinking food, especially the purple ones.
People don't know. People are like, ew, pickled eggs. Mm-hmm. Why would I ever do that? Pickled food, even like weird stuff, like pickled shrimp is delicious.
Pickled shrimp. Oh,
pickled eggs are delicious. I don't know. What are some other weird things?
Oh, man. I've eaten pickled mussels are really great.
Oh, yum.
Bro, the Lebanese pickled turnips.
Oh, yeah. All the time. Oh, my God. All the time. Pickling food is cool. And pickling an egg is really cool because you can like do the beet eggs. You can even like do other colors too if you really wanted to. I've never done it. But like imagine, let's make a turmeric pickled egg.
That'd probably be really great. Yeah. But I mean, think about marinated eggs.
Oh my god, ramen eggs.
The ramen eggs.
Ramen eggs.
Oh, that's great. Or like the tea marinated eggs.
Oh my god, tea eggs. Oh my god.
Tea eggs are fantastic.
I grew up having tea eggs.
Why'd you grow up having tea
eggs? So in our culture, it's called Tochomark Shabbat tea. So it's eggs you make on Shabbat. And you leave it in a tea and you leave it on a low flame
for hours.
I don't know.
Oh.
Probably Persian tea. I'm guessing Persian tea.
Oh, but it's like tea. You're not making like an herbal broth.
No. Just tea. And then you just let it hang out. And then you crack it open and you eat it for Shabbat because you can't like touch electricity. Not that I didn't touch electricity, but like it's like, you know, it's like you let it go.
Well, it's
and
like the same as cholent, right? Like a lot of these dishes.
Yeah.
That...
Like you just set and forget. Mm. Yeah, it's a set and forget egg. Except the one thing I don't like about those tea eggs is the gray ring around it that's inevitable when you hard boil an egg improperly.
Yeah.
But I still love that flavor of that. And like opening the egg and it's like brown on the outside. It's so good.
Typically, I don't love boiled in the shell egg preparations. I mean, I love a good soft boiled egg, but it's just the denseness of the white.
Mm.
But now that I think about it, I love it.
Sometimes my mom's go-to breakfast is a hard boiled egg cut into 4 pieces, salt, and a crap ton of pepper. And I see her and I'm just like, you're so cute. Why don't you get me little hard boiled eggs?
What say you of egg salad?
I don't like egg salad.
You don't like eggs? Why?
I don't like egg salad.
You just don't?
I just don't like egg salad.
Man.
It smells weird.
It's disappointing.
All
eggs smell weird.
No, they don't.
Oh, yeah. Egg smells especially weird.
I just can't wrap my head around an egg salad sandwich. I don't know why.
I love these Japanese egg salad sandos that are popping up everywhere because they put the soft boiled egg in between the egg salad and this puffy bread.
Yeah. My amazing friend Nima, who is a dentist that also is a chef. Like in his house.
Baller.
He's the best. He makes those sandwiches and his egg salad sandwiches I like, but I don't like any other egg salad. Like, I don't like the dill. I don't like the classic American egg salad sandwiches. They remind me of like gas station food for some reason.
Yeah, but gas station egg salad sandwiches are good.
Isn't there literally an episode of Futurama where like Fry eats the egg salad sandwich and little creatures just hang out in his body?
Yes.
Was it tuna?
No, whatever. It was egg salad.
Egg salad. Yeah, egg salad gets a
bad rap. It's a punchline for no reason. People don't know. They're judgmental.
I don't like it. I can't.
They sell hard boiled eggs in the gas station, which you'd eat, right? Oh, now you're too good for gas station eggs. Okay.
If I was in a pinch, yes.
It's one of the healthiest, most nutritious options at the 7-Eleven.
Yeah, and so is water.
Yeah.
But are you getting the water? No, I know you're getting the Gatorades.
No, what I do is I